My name's Chris Heiser. I was the 11 o'clock producer there. Just a tight-knit, us-against-the-world mentality. I think you can see from the people that were here, it was sort of a family atmosphere. I mean, where else are you going to see 20 years down the road a bunch of people coming together to mark the day they were all let go from something?
Mark Williamson, anchored for about 17 years.
Tell me about that last day.
We were out shooting a story, and driving back, I said, I better call the newsroom, call the switchboard, and we had this old lady that was always every day, WAKR, WAEZ, TV 20, every day. 100 years, this woman answered, I got voicemail. And I said, something's wrong. I was actually doing traffic reports when Thurman Munson's plane went down. This really cool private jet flew right past us, and I'm in a Cessna 150, which is like the size of this table. And I said to the pilot, I said, wow, what was that? Because our whole plane went like this. And he said, oh, I saw some rich guy in his new toy. And about 12 minutes later, I saw smoke on the ground, and it was his plane. That probably had the biggest impact on me of anything.
My name is Mike Case. I eventually ended up being the weekend sports anchor. It was awesome. It was a dream come true. My best memory is the Indians finally got to go to the World Series. Amazing that the team that we had liked for so long, that was so bad, finally got to go, and that we were lucky enough to be a part of it. That was certainly the highlight for me.
David Strukel. I was an intern during my undergrad days at Bowling Green, and then I was hired as a sports producer. I got to interview Randy Macho Man Savage. I told Randy, hey, we're going live in a few minutes. So I think Phil tossed it down to me, and I said, hi, Dave Strukel. I'm live at the Food for Less in Massillon, Ohio with Randy Macho Man Savage. Huge display of Slim Jims. So I said, Randy, tell me what's going on tonight. He said maybe two or three words and wrapped his hands around my neck and started choking me and shaking me. And I just said, Phil, back to you.
Phil Ferguson. Yeah, I was a sports director. So we kind of went off the air just when the city of Akron is starting to go the other way. You're talking about LeBron James. You're talking about the downtown development in Akron, you know, the hotels being built, Canal Park, of course. So, unfortunately, we went off the air just when things were starting to turn the corner for Akron.
My name is Pat Woodside. I was one of the few survivors of the closing down of the newsroom. There were four of us who actually they held on to for about a year and a half.
And what did you do in that interim after the news operation, everything was wound down?
For me, I was the lone editor there, so we still did a bit of commercial production. We tried to do some public affairs shows. My first 2 weeks, all I did was take down signs that said WAKC.
I'm Joanna Perino, and I started in 1987 interning. We did a few local public affairs kind of shows.
It was a video show, right?
I was the editor of that.
Did you ever have to edit a portion of the actual videos because maybe it was too racy for Channel 23?
No. But I did have to edit out Batman.
The one from the mid-60s?
Yes. If you watch it, it's more funny now that we're adults than when we were kids because some of the innuendos in Batman were kind of sexual or adult-themed.
Carl Bachtel started as an intern like many of the folks, morphed into full-time as a news photographer. Now I work for good old Channel 3 in the Akron office, and I am the only person left in Akron for all the stations. So it went from having its own TV station to me.
The story that really sticks out for you.
The big Methodist church fire across from the former Central Hauer campus. Mike Harris, a photographer who works at Channel 5 now, we were the first on the scene. We beat the second alarm of fire crews there and stayed there the whole night. It was absolutely incredible. And the next morning, I had the opportunity to go up in the Goodyear blimp to cover the Soapbox Derby and get aerials of the burned out church.
My name is Steve Shannon, and I was there for probably about 4 years as a shooter and then a full-time editor. The three of us sitting here, we were fortunate that we actually did get a one newscast suspension before.
How's that happen?
There was some technical errors on an 11 o'clock show. Tape errors, the wrong story ran, the wrong odd. We got about 4 hours paid, and the three of us actually went golfing.
John Zaccardelli, it was my first news job. I was mad. I went home. I did not golf. These two golfed. I know there were some beer involved.
It's Bob Tayak. I was the vice president of news at WAKC 23. We knew that we had really started to make it when we knew that all of the Cleveland television stations were monitoring us.
Eric Walls, I got my first job at 23, and I was a photographer and a video editor. 23 is the kind of place where you could go out, and if a story wasn't coming together, if it wasn't what we thought it was, if the reporter didn't think it had any kind of news value, we could call back and say, I don't know if we should put this on the air. You didn't have the pressure. You could learn without kind of getting rushed around.
Name's Tim Coffey. Had the pleasure of being at Channel 23 for 13 and a half years. I think about 89, I think I became chief photographer there.
What was Eric Mansfield like when he first started?
He said, can we do a stand-up? I want to do a stand-up on camera. I said, son, you got one take, and you better do it because I'm not going to stick around. I've been shooting all day. So I had him do the stand-up that he still has today, and of course he did it, and he's been probably my favorite reporter of all time to work with.
I'm Eric Mansfield. It was my first internship in the summer of 89. That was one of the great things about the old Channel 23 was they would give people that first job. Old school, beat up cameras, small newsroom, but we competed every day against the Cleveland stations. And like I went out on a helicopter crash, and we have our one live truck, which was running on hamster power, I'm sure. And I'm there live next to Martin Savage, who's at CNN now. He's going live, and I'm 10 feet away. And of course, he's making 10 times what I'm making. I had a great producer who told me one time that the only difference between Cleveland News and Akron News is better shoes.